Tuesday morning and I'm just leaving Newbridge now. You can probably hear the noise of the road. It's rainy morning, dull, dreary. I'm hands-free as well, I should say. So heading to Talla Hospital for my once a month checkup. Big month this month because I'm getting a skeletal survey done. Sounds very Halloweenish, but it's basically where they x-ray several different parts of the body with a view to looking at the bones to see if there's any tumours or what they call lesions, or to see if there's any further or more damage caused by the myeloma, bone marrow cancer, which I've had for 3 years now. So, you know, I'm in a very tight routine, I suppose, at this stage, where just, you know, up early, get as much stuff done the night before, lunch is made, and I've just dropped the kids off to school. So, you know, traffic usually isn't too bad. And my choice of music is something on CD. I don't know, it's as if whatever's happening in the world or in the news isn't relevant to me this morning, because I suppose I'm going into a little cocoon in the hospital where all that really matters today is that my bloods are okay and hopefully that they find nothing sinister on the x-rays. So, you know, the budget and all that sort of stuff just for today don't really matter for me. And of course, I suppose the wonder is there, or the worry is there, that, you know, will this month be the month where they say to me, something's not right, something's off? I'd like to think that I know my body well enough now that I'd be able to tell, almost before they would be able to tell, that something wasn't right. And thankfully, I feel well this morning. I do look a bit paler than usual. I don't think that's anything to do with the sickness. I think that's something to do with the fact that I accidentally dyed my hair black last night instead of chestnut brown. I was using one of those health food or health shop dyes, because they don't have any of the stuff that can actually be a risk factor for cancer. Looked a lovely, nice, warm colour on the box, but now I am actually black. If I'd done it a week ago, it would have been good for Halloween, but I just hope that the people in the hospital now don't get a fright, because I'm after leaving my hat at home. So I'm going in not brunette, with black hair this morning. So hence I do look a bit paler, and I didn't have time to put any makeup on. So I'm just about to head onto the motorway now, so I better sign off and hopefully catch up with this little audio boo later.